And yeah, just before we go, I just want to make sure that we share with the Two Night Stand community, because obviously Jenny mentioned she's an avid Twitch streamer, but she's also the number one uwu girl online, and she says it better than anyone else. So
I'm going to take it away.
The stage is yours.
Oh yeah.
Do you like it?
Have fun, stay safe, and always get consent.
Two Night Stand, baby.
You want to sing a song? Go on then. You start.
It ain't over till the fat lady sings.
Welcome back to Two Night Stand, people.
I'm Bella.
I'm Jake.
I'm Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
And yeah, we'll just zoom in on this.
Jenny's our daughter.
Yeah.
This is us in Cancun. Jenny's one of my favorite people ever. We're obviously going to pop her socials down below anyway. So yeah, we're basically just going to be chatting. I'm going to give this away. It's not a giveaway.
I was going to say that probably cost me $60.
Oh, the things that you pay for when you're drunk.
Yeah,
yeah, actually.
So,
worth every penny.
What you been up to, Jake?
What have I been up to? Just chilling. Well, as you know, really exciting news. I'm now part of the crew.
I know.
Yeah.
So exciting.
Yay!
I know we literally, like, last time you asked me this, I'd had a different job and now I've got the other one. But no, I've made the conscious decision that I love the world of production and filmmaking, and I love Luke and Ish and all the guys at Hamlin Studios, and they've given me an amazing opportunity to join them. So yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah. So it's so funny. He's going to be behind the camera.
Yeah. So. Wow. I'm not very good.
I bet people can't wait for that. Stop seeing your face.
Unbelievable.
Oh, what have I been up to? I've been planning the new season of The Only Fan, which has been fun. I've been doing YouTube stuff. Obviously the normal OF, you know, fingers and toys and everything. The world of that has been great. But honestly, yeah, I've just been so busy.
Yeah.
And what about you, Jenny? Tell us what you do for work, obviously.
So I do OF. My niche is basically being fat on OnlyFans. I Twitch, so I enjoy gaming.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally it. I'm boring. I'm a boring person.
I'm not boring.
I'm literally...
Which kind of brings us onto the episode today. So we just want to talk about just being fat, basically.
Yeah.
I'm an expert, aren't I?
Yeah, you're an expert.
He's fat phobic, guys.
Yeah. We just want to talk about, like, how it is to be fat, be a presence online, for example, just in general life. Like, I think me and Jenny have had countless conversations about things like that, because obviously I used to be a bigger girl. I still get it now, like, you know, and then obviously the juxtaposition between, you know, Jake's always been quite slim.
Extremely, and
things like that. So yeah, we just thought we'd get Jenny on and
talk about fat people,
talk about being fat.
Yeah. I mean, it's a difficult conversation. It's uncomfortable because people don't want to talk about fat people because they're like, oh, they're going to get offended. I mean, some people get offended, but I feel like slim people also get offended. Like, simply for me existing, I offend so many people, and I don't understand why people are so upset over my body, because it's my choice and my body.
Yeah.
But the amount of people, man, it's just crazy. Like, you... Just on the comments, I don't read my comments anymore, but just people are just insane and they just come at you so strong. Yeah.
I mean, I've never met someone who's had so many accounts taken down just because people don't like the way you look.
Yeah, I mean, I think last week I lost 5 TikTok accounts.
Mad.
And it are like 60K. And I was like, well, it's just my income constantly gets hit.
Yeah.
Like, being fat, you just... I mean, you get deleted, but like, not as much as a bigger person would be deleted, and it doesn't make sense. Like, I see the same people with the same boob size as me, but they don't get deleted because they're skinny, and it's like, well, why? That's just unfair. Just because I simply exist.
Yeah, I think fat phobia has been one of those things that's been around for like the longest time. I mean, back when, obviously, the beginning of time, like, you know, think about sort of like Victorian era, and not Victorian, like the Tudor era and stuff like that, being fat was a good thing. And certain continents around the world, it, being fat, it still is a good thing. Which then kind of goes on to this sort of like different ways that fashion has changed women's bodies. It was like in fashion when I was younger to be so thin that you like literally would be picked up and gussed away.
You wouldn't breathe, wouldn't eat.
Yeah, it's like Jessica Simpson was fat. Like Jessica Simpson.
And there was those fat shows. What they're called? What's the fat shows called?
Super Size versus Super Skinny, Fat Families.
Yeah.
And like that's all the stuff that we consumed as British people consistently.
I hate the word when people, like the word fat is used these days. Because everyone uses it in such a bad way. When it's like, oh, I look so fat. It's like, what's wrong with being fat? Why don't you just say, I don't like how I look?
Yeah.
But
you know, the one thing that I always hated, like when I was bigger, was you have such a pretty face.
Nice face.
you're not fat, you're beautiful.
Oh, I hate that. I get it all the time. Like people be like, you're not fat, and I'm like, I literally am. I can see a mirror. I mean, I know I'm big, but I can actually see in a mirror. But like, it pisses me off. Like, it really does. Like, oh, you're not fat, you're just beautiful. Like, why can't you just be both?
Yeah, there's like, it's still one of those things. I think it's so ingrained in us to be against fat people.
Like they think we smell or something and we don't.
Well, it's all the stereotypes, isn't
some
it?
Some people, like I've walked past slim people, I'm like, oh, you stink. Not to be mean, but like sometimes you're like,
some people
oh,
just don't have good hygiene.
Yeah, like just go in the shower. Like,
it's interesting though, isn't it? Because you think, well, just on this podcast alone, obviously we have the LGBTQ series. So there's obviously all the discrimination that comes along with that. And then you've obviously got the whole race subject, which is still going on in this world everywhere. And then the body confidence thing.
Yeah.
But it seems to be there's a lot more like proactive things going on from the LGBT community to obviously, you know, bring that into the light. But as you said, like, I don't think, you know, like body, like everyone being discriminatory against obviously someone's body size.
Yeah.
No one seems to be, there never seems to be any movement or anyone's like talking about it to change it.
I think because people just accepted it. You just accepted that people who are fat are just going to get taunted and just bullied because slim people are like, well, it doesn't affect me. So why would I go out my way to help them? Like they did it to themselves. Like basically they just eat too much or they don't move too much. And it's like, well, that's not always the case.
No, especially for women. I think the first thing is that most people who do stand up for body confidence, majority of them aren't massive, like they aren't actually fat.
No.
The people who talk about it.
Yeah.
Obviously everyone has their own insecurities, but if you're in a fat positive movement, you're not. Most people who are doing that aren't doing it because they're fat. Like or they're doing it without actually backing up their own statements.
Yeah, I see a lot of people who do the body positive and they're like slim, but they're like move their bodies so they have a bit of rolls. And you're like, that's literally not doing anything. Mm-hmm. Like you are not helping anyone. Like,
yeah, it's like me after having lipo standing up there and being like, I'm the fat body positivity movement.
Look
like,
at my rolls.
Yeah, literally like. Yeah, I think there are people doing it, but then also the whole thing is that our whole world revolves around physical attractiveness, regardless of what anyone ever says.
Yeah,
it does. And obviously that whole side of it is run by men and women first interacting with each other.
Yeah.
And where the societal pressure of people being thin has then been ingrained into everyone.
Yeah, but then
men also don't want to learn from women who are shouting body positivity from the rooftops because they're like, well, I don't find that attractive, so why would I look at it?
I hate that, like, because they don't find you attractive, they won't respect you. And it's like, well, why don't you just respect everyone?
But you know what? And I don't know whether you get this. You know, even when I was younger, I've had friends who were bigger. I found that a lot of them, especially on dating apps and stuff, guys will have girlfriends or they will be want just like a side thing with a fat girl because they don't want the fat girl because they're too scared of
it's
their
like
friends.
A fetish, isn't it?
It's like, yeah, it's like you're never
good enough.
You're never good enough to be a girlfriend, but we'll fetishize you because that is different.
Because you don't want to be seen with you in public, but you know, you can come around to my house and, you know.
I've seen it firsthand. I've had friends who get girlfriends and they've literally, you know, said to us down the pub, they're like, oh, you know, she's not like my usual type. Like, you know, she's a bit, you know, she's a bit bigger. And it's like, mate, like,
Doesn't matter.
Like what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's I'm
not dating her. Yeah.
But yeah, if you're but this is the thing, like, this is the thing I don't make sense, because like, I think us more than anyone, we know that everyone's got different types, you know, whether that's, you know, not just from a sexuality point of view, from a body confidence point of view. So I don't understand where the hate's coming from.
It's just not just men though. I get women all the time as well.
Didn't you, I remember you saying that even within, I don't want to use the word fat community, but no, you mentioned that within
Fat fighters.
Little yeah.
Britain.
Weight Watchers.
That's going to be my new bio. Fat fight.
Anybody know Dust? Oh, what a show. No, but yeah. when they said that you weren't big enough to be part of that community, was this?
You can't even win. This morning, I got, you need to be bigger. You're not part of our community. I'm like, I don't understand. I'm literally fat. Like, take it or leave it. I'm not going to get bigger. Don't know if I'll get slimmer.
It might happen. It might not.
Don't put any money on it, guys.
Yeah.
Because I make enough money as it is.
I mean, I still get called fat now. I literally had surgery to take my fat out. And I still get it all the time. Like,
what was that story you told me the other day? I think you said no to someone in a club, and then he said it was obviously when you were younger and you were.
Yeah. When I was younger, I had a situation where obviously I was a bigger girl and this guy tried to sleep with me and I said no. Mm. I was like, I don't want to. He threw a massive hissy fit and said to me, well, you should feel lucky the size that you are.
Yeah.
And I was like, I should feel lucky. I was like, I said no to you. So that's a you problem, bro. Like, it's not my fault you're into fat women.
I get that all the time on dating apps. Mm. Like, I get so many people are interested in dating me, but they're not wanting to date. They just are, fat girls are good at giving head.
Right. Oh yeah, I used to hear that.
I'm like, are they? Or am I just good at giving head? Like,
yeah,
just because I'm fat doesn't mean anything.
No.
Anyone can give you some head, mate.
Yeah.
Jog on.
Yeah.
I had that guy the other week who I went on a date with, went really well and he was really nice. And then all of a sudden he goes, oh, by the way, I'm moving to Germany in like 2 weeks. And I'm like, okay. But you're not telling me before. And he's like, oh, well, I'll still date you. I'm like, why? So many guys, like, people don't understand fat people are attractive, but there's so many guys in my DMs all the time.
Well, this is the thing, is that we get, like, especially as OF models, our biggest supporters are our haters.
Yeah.
And, you know, the most of the people who are commenting shit all over our social media saying that we're disgusting and all this are in our DMs going, oh, please just send me one picture.
Yeah.
Please. Like, I'm begging you, just send me one
film
thing.
With me.
Just like, I just collab. Like,
and collab, you don't
with
know
what?
Me.
Like,
with 2 inches. It's not going to get past my cheeks, mate. Yeah. Like, come on. That's the thing with fat people. I feel like people don't want to collab with me because they're scared their penis won't actually go in.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, with some people don't have big penises and if I can't feel it, what am I going to do? It's going to be awkward.
Yeah.
It won't get past the cheeks, you know?
Yeah. I do find it quite hard talking about fat, like fat phobia and like internalized fat phobia and the way that you get treated for being fat. However, when you think about, for me personally, I feel like fat men don't really get treated the same way. Like,
no, because they're men.
But like, oh, do you have that?
I get roped into this conversation.
Well, obviously you're part of this podcast.
Like, if you had a chubby friend, would you be like, oh, he's the fat one? Or would you just be like, oh, he's my friend?
Yeah, no, I don't really call any of my mates fat, no.
No.
Well, that's a lie. No, we do. We joke about it, to be fair. No,
I find that most of the time, the fat guy friend is like the funny one.
Yeah, they have to overcompensate though. Like, I feel like I overcompensate from how I look through my personality, because they'd be like, oh, you're funny. And I'm like, yeah, it's just because I'm
What's
trauma.
The word? The bubbly personality.
I hate you're being so, called bubbly.
You're so bubbly.
Like, fuck off.
Yeah, just... I mean, we used to take the, some of my mates, we used to take the piss when we were younger, like going out to town and stuff. Like, I think as we've got older, we've grown up and
I feel like people just grow up.
Yeah.
But some people just don't.
Mm.
And that's they still live in high school mentality where they think because someone's the size frigging 16, they're going to crush them. And it's like, I always feel like because you don't looked as a threat, people just constantly attack you because they're on insecurities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's just...
Yeah, I think everybody is in somewhat insecure. And in this situation, we are talking about specifically body type.
Yes.
But it's not just that. It's everything that comes along with it. It's like the... Everything in women's culture is telling us not to be fat.
Yeah.
And obviously, I don't think men get that as much. Obviously, I think the comparison to it is men getting told that they have to be muscly, which is not a woman's ideal for a man. I mean, obviously, for some women, yeah, that is their type. But that whole agenda has been pushed on men that you have to be muscly and you have to go to the gym and you have to shut up about your problems.
Yeah.
And like... That would say is a complete parable to what we get about being fat.
Yeah.
So obviously funny, that can affect some people more than others.
I actually saw a TikTok the other day and it was so funny. It said that girls say that about men. They say that the ideal is for them not to be muscly, and that's not actually what they're looking for. But it's because that's so the men aren't actually attractive to other women, and then they can control them.
What?
What? That's baffled my mind.
I think it might be an Ian Sterling one. I'm not going to lie.
What? Wait, what?
Yeah, so it said the girls say that they don't want their men to be muscly because they don't fancy them that way. And that's not their actual ideal type. But the reason they're saying that is because they actually don't want their men to be attractive to other women. And then that way they can control them. Oh,
because they're insecure.
Oh, what? So that's what men do to women? Like those sorts of
things? No, I think it means you don't want your partner to be attracted to other women. Like, you know, when you walk down the street, if a woman found Jake attractive,
yeah,
I think that's what they mean. Like, it made them uncomfortable if someone else found their partner attractive.
That's what he was saying. He was saying girls say they don't want their men to be muscly because then they'd be attractive to another female, whereas they would rather they weren't. They would rather they were skinny, or they would rather they were fat, just so they're not attractive to
other women. Why does that stop people from being attracted to them?
Well, this is the whole argument, isn't
it? Mean,
it doesn't. So, yeah, I mean, have you personally had any experiences that made you feel like there was any sort of change in this sort of
no, I think because I've always been big from when I was younger, and then I lost 3 stone because I was in an abusive relationship and he basically forced me to. But I was saying I didn't lose anything on my belly. It just all came everywhere else. So I just think even when I lost that 3 stone, people didn't treat me any differently. They still saw me as the fat one. Like, I've always been the fat friend that no one looks at. Like, how I feel. Like, when we went to Mexico, for example, and that night, I just cried because we went for dinner with these people that we didn't know.
Yeah.
And basically, I felt like they ignored me because I was fat. Like, they were talking to everybody else, but then ignoring me, and it made me feel so uncomfortable. So in those situations, like, no, I still feel like I'm not being seen, like I'm there, but people don't see me, if that makes sense.
That's like, crazy to know that you were obviously I'll take you, because I know that never crossed my, obviously I was there as your friend.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, when we went home.
I never thought that was going through your mind. That's crazy.
When we went home, we spoke about it, because I was pretty upset about that, because I was like, well, first, I didn't really want to go because I didn't feel very well. And then I found out I had COVID, so that's why I didn't want to go. But it's just like, I don't know, like, I'm always there, but then never actually looked at and seen. Like, everyone just ignores me.
But this isn't, everybody else. She isn't talking about validation, by the way, guys. It's not it's not like she wants 20 people to go, you look really nice.
No,
it's,
I just want someone to say hello.
It's and I've seen that for me.
Yeah.
Like, but I think mine is slightly different in the fact that you know, I would go to Ocean Beach or I'd go out clubbing and all of my friends were smaller than me and they would all be having the best time, and then I would be sitting there and nobody would even acknowledge me.
I feel like it's really important to surround yourself with people who celebrate you and make you feel seen, and if they're not, then they're not the people for you. Being a fat person is, you're in your head all the time about what other people think. And most of the time, people aren't even thinking about you when you walk past them in the street.
No.
But if you're with people, like if you go out on a night out, when we went on that night out in that club in Mexico, we were having the best time. No, we weren't even thinking about anyone else.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel like you should be. You shouldn't be sat there worrying about what you look like or what other people think about you, because in the end, you're never going to see those people again. You should just be happy and
And do you think that that idea of like not caring about what people think, does that help you with your job? Like,
yeah, massively.
I say this to people over and over again. I think I've said it to you as well. It's like you have to keep putting out content no matter how shit you think you look.
Yeah.
Because you will always be attracted to someone.
I mean, FaceApp exists, guys. Come on. You don't feel like putting your eyelashes on, just put them on the app. But because you are constantly on camera, you're constantly being critiqued. And sometimes it gets very overwhelming and you have to be like, no, this is not for me right now. I'm not listening to anything. I'm not doing anything. But most of the time, my subscribers are nice.
Yeah.
And the people who follow me are because they find big people attractive. Like, they're not, some of them are like, oh, we hate you, but that's just normal. Everyone gets
But they just hate you because they're
not
be
me.
With you.
They're not me, guys.
Yeah.
No one can be me but me.
Yeah, literally. No, no.
Well, I loved it. Where does your, because obviously I've always been a big, obviously, admirer just of obviously your work ethic for one, but two, just obviously your body confidence strides through in terms of what you do on TikTok and everywhere. Where has that come from? Because you said you've always been big from a young age.
I think it's just since I left my abusive relationship about 2-3 years ago, going to therapy is helpful. Go to therapy, guys. Constantly, like changes your life. It really does. And I think the outlook on life, I was so negative and I hated everything about myself. And then I just got into horoscopes and, you know, like being spiritual. And it sounds silly, but it just changed my like perspective on life and like what I care about. Like, yes, I care about how I look, obviously, but not to the extent that takes over everything, because it's going to stop me from doing things that I love. I think it's important to not stop yourself. Like, you doubt yourself a lot, but just push past it, because you create amazing things when you don't listen to the thoughts in your head. And I think now that I know that people find me attractive regardless of what I look like, it helps. Like, oh, I don't really care what Bob says on the internet, because I'm never going to see him. They're not paying my bills. So to be successful, I think you just have to push past the thoughts in your head. And that's really stuck with me, because no one's paying my bills but me. So if I'm either going to fail, and failing is not an option for me, so just keep going. So
100%.
Yeah. Body positivity. Follow people who inspire you, not people who make you feel shit, because that's going to make you feel worse.
Well, I think that's just like a renowned message for majority of women everywhere.
Yeah.
Because regardless, I mean, you know, I post videos where I think I look awful. Like,
yeah, but they always do the best. You hate yourself and you're like, oh, it's got like 100K views.
You know, you don't have to look amazing all the time, because first of all, like, who are you actually doing it for? Like, obviously with our job, it's very specific male audience. So we are consistently interacting with a male audience. So you know, it is, that's probably the only time that I ever look for male validation, is because I have to. It's my whole job to. So
yeah, if they don't like the way that my eyelashes look, I'm gonna have to change them. You know what I mean? Like, because it's our job, so somewhat I care what they think. But
do you guys comment on eyelashes?
They're like, those things are way too big.
I hate makeup. I always do better when I have no makeup on, but then I hate it, so just what you think, what preference they have.
It's crazy.
Does as you said, like the online hate you get can get crazy sometimes. Does it ever just make, like, because obviously if you're out in the real world, you're not on social media.
Yeah.
As you said, you've had that experience in Mexico where you know that sort of discrimination is happening. But when you see the hate comments online, does it almost scare you to think because obviously it's the whole keyboard warrior thing, right? They're saying it because it's anonymous and they can get away with it. Does that make you sort of second guess what everyone's thinking about you, like when you're out in public and things like that?
No, not really. I don't know. I think I'm quite content with myself. Like, I can be confident at times, but shy in times. Like, because I'm so outspoken on the internet.
Yeah.
When I go out, I want to not stand out. Like, I want to be blended in with everyone else. Because as soon as I meet someone, when I'm not like dolled up and I don't have anything on, they're like, oh, what do you do for work? Like, they don't know what I do. And it's like, I quite like that, because it's like, I'm blending in.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I don't know, because then no one knows me on the street. Like, I can walk past someone and they could have wrote me a hate comment and yeah. I'm not going to know because I don't
know. You say that though, you're actually in Mexico. You were actually recognized more than anyone, I think it was.
Because I'm just a celebrity, guys. Yeah. I'm famous.
Yeah, you have such a high audience in Mexico.
Yeah, I do.
Should have done this podcast in Spanish.
I don't know any Spanish.
I think it's American, though, because I have a very high American audience. They love curvy women.
Yeah, they love fat people in America.
Yeah.
But UK people don't really like fat people.
Yeah, that's one thing I wanted to talk about, because obviously a lot of people don't really get the OnlyFans industry. So I'm just going to explain very briefly that obviously we collaborate with other creators. And in the UK, especially at the moment, it is very difficult to find people who are well-trusted and well-adjusted, rounded creators.
Yes.
Especially the male creators. You know, we have situations. So as an OnlyFans creator, your bare minimum is to get a certification that your STD checks are fully in check as a minimum every single month or every time you collab, whatever you feel most comfortable with.
Yeah.
So we found that a lot of UK creators don't take it that seriously. They fake their collab certs.
Yeah.
They, you know, want to do things off camera and all this sort of thing, which obviously is... It happens because it's amateur content at the end of the day.
Yeah, but I feel like some women also in the industry don't care. Like, they want it to happen.
Mm.
Like,
yeah, I think, yeah, there's a lot of women in the industry who are exactly the same. But obviously, you can just be a swinger. Like, you know, you don't have to try and make
seek
content.
Male validation from people in the industry.
Yeah.
Like, if I want to work with someone, it's because, like, I feel like we would mesh well. Like, I'm not just going to collab with a random person who's got like one follower. Like, when everyone wants
That's the thing. It has to be mutually beneficial. And yeah, so it slims it right down. There's only a couple of people. However, you said that you found it very difficult to find people to even collaborate with.
Yeah. So I remember like months ago, we were looking for people and it's just no one replies. And the only thing that annoys me, if you don't want to work with me, that's fine. Like, I'm not forcing you at a gunpoint. Like, honestly, just reply and be like, sorry, I'm not looking for collabs right now. Like, literally simple as that. But just to completely read it and ignore it and then keep posting, it's just a kick in the face.
I think the first time it was like, obviously everyone says that they're extremely professional in the industry.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, Viagra exists, which obviously a lot of creators use and stuff. But so the fact that they're still saying no.
I think it's because a lot of the male people in this industry only work with people they actually find attractive.
That's in the UK. That's what I was going to say.
Not like, in the US.
In the US, I've spoken to creators because obviously we're going to be going to LA, aren't we?
Yeah.
And going to work with some people over there, but they seem so much more with it.
Yeah.
Like they, you know, they don't care who they work with because obviously majority of the time, and anybody who watches this who's subscribed to a male creator's page, they are usually working with a majority of women.
Yeah.
And then some men will complain about why they're not making any money. It's like, well, because you keep working with blonde, skinny Barbie. Like, do you know what I mean? And if you keep doing that, people get bored of it.
There's someone in the industry, a guy, who won't work with anyone that's like over a size 12 because he deems it as fat.
There was one guy who asked to be paid for like fat tax.
Is that what they said?
Well, it wasn't fat tax, but I called it fat tax because it was like he asked to be paid because she was overweight.
Is this the same girl we're thinking about?
No. Probably.
Yeah, probably. I think I told you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I've heard about him adding on the fee. So I'm like,
why would I pay you?
Yeah. Why would
literally, I'll just download
Tinder. It begs the whole question, like, are you actually being professional then? Do you actually care about what you're doing in the industry? Do you respect the industry?
No. I've worked with loads and loads of different people. You know, I've done all different types of scenes. Yeah. Some of them, you know, that aren't too comfortable and some of them that are really comfortable, you know, it's, I think what people don't realize is that if you're walking into a situation where you're doing one of the most intimate things that obviously has been pressured into us to say it's one of the most intimate things ever.
Yeah.
With a complete stranger, you know, sometimes you're not going to be 100% comfortable, especially if they're not your sort of person.
Yeah.
But you just do it. Like, you know, say my subscribers are all obsessed with one guy that they really want me to work with, but I'm like, well, I don't find him attractive. Well, I can still work with him because everybody wants me to. And if he, you know, so then that's just the way that it is.
I feel like people don't want to work with fat people in general. Like the US, there's so many people that would love to work with me. In the UK, I feel like I'm just not taken seriously. Mm. People don't think I'm making any money. It's like,
but you are. You're one of the top creators.
Yeah. Like I think they see me because they don't deem fat people as attractive. They're like, well, why would I work with her? Like, she's not worth my time. And it's like, well, actually, I would be benefiting you more than you benefit me.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Like, you've got about 1,000 followers on Instagram. I'd be benefiting you more. Like, just because you don't find me attractive, I don't find you attractive.
Yeah.
I literally just was like, oh, I like your content.
Yeah.
Mm. And it just annoys me. Like, they just don't. I think I've reached out to about 12 and I've had about 3 reply.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I think it is frustrating. Especially finding collaborations with other creators.
Yep.
Regardless of whether you're big or not. But then it's worse if, you know.
It's worse if you're big. Because
I mean, the one thing I would understand, I guess, is maybe from a GG or girl perspective, is because obviously you would collab with creators that have got a similar body type to you, because that's how gaining other fans works. You go on their page. So I understand it, because obviously you're in a smaller niche in the UK.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But from a male side,
yeah, there's barely any curvy.
No, if you're a male page, you have to work with all different types of models. That's the way that it works.
No one wants to see you have sex with the same girl over and over and over again.
Unless you're a couple's page and they love you as a couple. But like, nobody wants to watch you see the same type of girl over and over again. The whole point is that if you're trying to if you're trying to bring in more people to come and watch your content, you need a variety of people in order to make every single person enjoy your content.
Yeah, because the whole thing is, oh, maybe I can have her or maybe he can have me. Like, that's the whole, you getting normal people. That's the thing with amateur. You're a normal person and people can imagine you'd like going to a bar and picking you up because this guy has had sex with you. So they can kind of, if that makes sense, they can kind of imagine it was them. But if you're having sex with, if I'm subscribed to someone and all they sleep with was slim girls, I'm never going to be able to imagine myself in that position. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, if they want different variety of subscribers, they need to
reach out. Yeah, it does become difficult.
But you can't force people. They're going to...
No, you can never.
They think they're better than some men in this industry. Think they're better than everyone because they're friends with Bill and Bob, and it's like, well, no one knows you from Bill and Bob. No one even knows you.
Yeah,
like
I think that's one thing that a lot of people do forget in this industry is that it is very difficult, and I think we are very for and against each other. OnlyFans community in the UK especially, it's like everyone's so secretive.
They're in a clique.
Everyone is either in little small groups of people. I mean, we stay out of it completely. I mean, I know a lot of people and I'll always support people when and if I can.
The thing is, people seem to tell us all of their drama and I'm like, well, what am I going to do with this? Like, so it's in my mind. I don't know if we're one of those people where people just offload on us and I'm like, okay, now I don't like this person because they have upset that person. It's like, just stop telling me your shit. Like, just let me just live a peaceful life, please. Honestly. Yeah. The amount of rubbish that I know about people that I've never even met.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you telling me?
I always find it quite reaffirming to me. The amount of stuff you tell me and I'm just like, you know what? My life's pretty simple all in all.
I mean, the people that cause the drama though are the people that aren't working as hard as they should be, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think people don't even realize how hard it is to maintain it. And I can't even imagine how hard it is for you because going back to obviously your social media and stuff, like you get deleted consistently just due to people saying that they hate you being fat.
I had 190K on Instagram that got deleted for a full year. So I had to start again. And now I've got 4 Instagrams because I got them all back. So now I'm like, where am I meant to go now and what am I meant to do? But they just shadow ban me instantly. And it's like, why? Because I've got all these followers. Just unfollow me then.
Mm.
Like, what are they all doing there?
I guess it's a small group of 8 groups, isn't it, that are just coming after you.
Yeah, I also think it's like, my reporting. Ex as well.
Yeah.
He commented on my picture the other day, didn't he?
Yeah.
He went, I'm so glad you're smiling.
What?
Yeah, he was like, I'm so glad that you're smiling after everything you did to me.
Which ex was this?
Oh, I don't know. I've only had 2. So one of them. They're both crazy.
What, not leave the house for 2 years? Is that what you did?
Yeah.
That's awful.
so sorry you gave me PTSD, but I'm smiling on a picture.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, you know everything about me now.
Oh,
but yeah.
I think it's important for us to know that obviously hate comments and other things that people say to us, not just, I think especially because as content creators, you know, you got your first hate comment. You've had a couple of hate comments, haven't
I
you?
Did. Yeah, oh. I had like a full blown troll. I loved it. I was like, I made it.
Yeah.
What did they say?
I can't even remember now. Oh. No, they said I was trans, didn't they? Did they get called trans?
No, I don't know.
Where did you get
that? Oh, yeah,
from?
No, that's not a hate comment though. You just, like, that's just someone.
No, but it was in a hateful way. They were trying to anger me. And I was just like, oh, thanks.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
That's weird.
Yeah, but that was just one. There was like a few of them. Mm. Yeah, it was actually after the whole LGBTQ series.
Yeah, loads of people
How
hated that.
How dare you be a straight man talking about gay people?
Ally.
They hate you. Ally.
But yeah, no, hate comments are just one of those things.
They don't define you. Everyone's going to hate you regardless of what you look like. So.
Yeah, literally, you could be the skinniest person. I've seen people comment on like actually really slim people's stuff being like, you're fat.
Did you see that guy that commented on Madison Beer saying that her arms are getting fat and she's getting fatter? And it's like, she's literally so beautiful and slim.
Yeah.
And she just replied saying like, I wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot barge pole.
No. Yeah. I mean, there's like, that's the thing though, is that one thing that I found about men online is they love telling you how much they don't want to you. And I'm like,
you would never.
I literally didn't ask.
Yeah.
At what point am I asking you that you, like, hello? Like, unwarranted?
When did you think
when
chance?
Are we ever going to be in the same room together? When would I ever even think about walking up to you and going, hey, do you want to have sex with me?
He wouldn't even speak to you. If they saw you in a room, they'd sit there uncomfortable because of how beautiful you are.
That made me, I don't know.
Don't cry.
But no, that's the thing. I think, yeah, people just love telling you how much they don't like the way you look, but it's usually a projection on the way they feel about themselves.
But I always think never comment on something that they can't change overnight. Like, I can't change my weight overnight unless you comment, go to the gym. If I go to the gym for 10 minutes, I'm not going to lose 5 stone.
Yeah, people say that to me all the time. They're like, you need to go to the gym.
You literally
and I'm
go to the gym
like
5 times
I go
times
to the gym
week.
4 days a week.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, thanks. Because they don't know your life. Like, they don't realize, like, how, like, you know, you could be halfway through a weight loss journey, for example.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of women who are bigger and they end up losing weight to have babies and stuff like that. Because one thing people do forget about being bigger as a woman is sometimes it is due to medical conditions, like PCOS, which obviously not a lot of people are aware of, thyroid issues.
Yeah, a lot of hormone imbalances.
Hormone imbalances for women are just insane. Yeah. Like, you know.
Not everyone is a lazy fat person.
No, not everyone.
Not everyone. Some, but not everyone. But you get lazy slim people.
Yeah.
So.
And this comes out again, it comes like, again, like, obviously I don't want to keep going back to it. Like, I'm talking about like discrimination in general.
Yeah.
Because actually, being fat or being obese, actually a lot of it comes down to genetics as well, right? From when you're born.
Oh, yeah.
So like, it's literally like a lot of people don't even have a choice when you're born. Like the same as with your
sexuality.
All
the women in my family have huge hips.
Yeah.
And like, even when I had an eating disorder when I was younger, I still had big hips.
Yeah.
Like my hips just stuck out so much.
Yeah.
But they were still big. Like I was still wide, which is something that my nan has and my mum. And like, you can still see how wide our hips are.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't really change genetics.
No, same as mine. Like I could literally eat anything. Like I could eat 8,000 calories in a day and I literally cannot put weight on. I mean, I can, but it takes
ages. Do you
want
to brag anymore,
Jake? Yeah, sorry, poor me.
Well done.
Poor me.
You sound like a pick me girl.
Are you discriminating
pick me?
Because
love
I
me.
Don't,
I'm not.
I'm upset that I'm skinny.
But yeah, you also get like generational trauma put down on you. Like,
yeah.
I think my nan always used to say to me, oh, you're getting fat. You're getting fat. And
yeah,
then,
every time I see my nana, she has dementia. And every time she's like, oh, you're just big boned. I'm like, can you just stop mentioning our weight for like 1 second, please? But then she's like, oh, do you want a sandwich? I'm like, am I big boned or are you trying to feed me? Like, what are you doing?
Your nan has a feeding fetish.
Too many people do.
Yeah.
Too many people.
Well, I guess really we're coming to a close. So is there anything that you'd want to let anyone know in particular about being part of the fat community?
I think if you're fat, just embrace it. You deserve love and you deserve happiness, regardless of what you think in your head and what society tells you, you deserve the space. And don't let anyone else tell you differently, because you can succeed and do very well in life. Just believe.
Definitely can. Jonah Hill sold millions of... Well, Jonah Hill's not a good example right now. Rebel Wilson.
Just before we go anywhere.
I was more successful when she was fat.
And just before we go, I just want to make sure that we share with the Two Night Stand community, because obviously Jenny mentioned she's an avid Twitch streamer, but she's also the number one UWU girl online, and she says it better than anyone else. So...
So I'm going to take it away.
The stage is yours.
That's the best thing I've ever heard. So at the end of every episode, we always say, have fun, stay safe, and always get consent. Which part of that would you like?
I'll have the have fun bit.
Okay, off you go then.
Have fun.
Stay safe.
And always get consent.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like it?
Have fun, stay safe, and always get consent.
Two Night Stand, baby.